For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. As humans, we have been stumbling through great darkness and seeking salvation since we began to walk the earth. It seems there has never been a generation who avoided this darkness. It seems there has never been a generation which was not enslaved. It seems as a people we have wandered the desert and searched for kings since the beginning of time. And yet it seems that salvation has always come to us in the strangest of ways. It seems salvation is almost always surprising. For us, a child has been born. A child. Hardly what one would pray for when wandering through the darkness. But God has a history of surprising us with God's salvation. Moses, an implausible leader for the liberation of the Hebrew people, an elderly couple chosen to birth a nation. David, the most unlikely of the kings, and Gideon, an unusual military leader. And it was written, "For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian." As on the day of Midian, God is a surprising God. In the book of Judges, chapter 7, Gideon is a military leader and a prophet. Gideon is under attack, and so he prays to God for salvation. Gideon is exasperated, and his force, surprisingly, by an act of God, has dwindled to almost nothing. And now, with seemingly no defense, Gideon is facing an army of many men from many nations. And he cries out, "God, how can I save Israel?" Now, if you recall this amazing story in the book of Judges, it is then that God gives Gideon a vision of salvation. And so Gideon, following the word of God, arms each of his soldiers with nothing but a clay pot, a torch, and a trumpet. A clay pot, a torch, and a trumpet to save the nation of Israel. Gideon instructs all of his army to spread out, surround the enemy, not with swords, but yes, with clay pots, torches, and trumpets. And it is written, "They blew the trumpets and smashed the jars that were in their hands. They held in their left hands the torches and in their right hands the trumpets to blow. And they cried out a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. Every man stood in his place around the camp, and all the army ran. They cried out and fled." God is indeed a God of surprises. Moses, David, Sarah and Abraham, and Gideon. And now a baby, born to a poor, unmarried young girl in Palestine. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. If a clay pot and a torch and a trumpet can save a nation, why not a baby? And so God surprisingly chooses to become incarnate, one among us, as our Eucharistic prayer says, to live and die as one of us. Surprising and curious, of all the things God could do to save humanity or a nation, how is it that God chooses to come to us in the form of a carpenter's son? Why not a king or a military leader? Why not save the people with the sword once and for all? The prophet Isaiah continues, "For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. His authority shall continually grow, and there shall be endless peace." A Savior born to live and die as one of us. This is how God chooses to bring us salvation. God chooses to become incarnate, to live among us and save us, not through military might, but through the tenderness of a young mother and a newborn baby, to save us through love as a Prince of Peace. The prophets have spoken, and Hannah and Mary and Elizabeth have sung of the world God wants to create, a world where the oppressed are freed, the captives are liberated. This is a world where power is in love and peace, not the sword. Bishop Curry says in his book, Love is the Way, that to create a world of peace, one has to live into it, to live a life that looks like the world God wants to create. Love is God's way, the moral way, but love is also the only way that works. Love is the rare moment where idealism actually overlaps with pragmatism. This was God's surprising strategy of salvation that we celebrate today, that God strategically chooses to live into the world to become flesh, and then to live a life through Jesus that looks like the world God wants to create, a peaceful and loving world. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And like Gideon, Jesus was not armed with a sword, but with the surprising strategy of shining the light of love. O God of surprising salvation, this God has come to us to save the nations, not with a sword, but with the light of love. And this strategic God has equipped us through Jesus with all we need to disarm any enemy of peace. We have been given the tools of hope and joy and faith and love. And while all of those tools may seem to many as idealistic, love is our strategy. It is a surprising strategy because to meet violence or fear with love in this world is the only way that will save us all. This Christmas season, we have been given the surprising gift of a Savior who comes to us in the flesh, armed only with love. And through Jesus's life, we have been offered the teachings of how to live with each other so that the world God has ordained can be created, a world where the oppressed are freed and the captives are liberated. Now, I'm curious, how do you think the army of Gideon responded when they were armed with only clay pots, torches, and trumpets? Do you suppose they felt ready to defeat their enemies of peace? I imagine they may have felt suspicious of Gideon's plan. I imagine that they may have doubted his strategy and wondered if salvation would ever be theirs. Throughout history, there have been prophets of salvation who have lived among us, who have taught us to walk in darkness by shining the bright light of love over the impulse of fear and violence. And there have been those that doubted their strategy. God is a God of surprises. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." They were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. To you this day is born a Savior." In this moment, we have been given all we need through a God of surprising salvation. We have been armed with the tools we all need to live into the world God wishes to create, because this day, God has chosen to live among us, not as a mighty military leader, but as the Prince of Peace. And Jesus teaches us our greatest tool is love, the place where idealism and pragmatism overlap. This way of love is not only the moral way, but it is in fact the only way that works. Love is not an ideal, love is a skill. Love is not bloody and violent like war, and it is not free of conflict or free of pain. We see that conflict and pain throughout Jesus' life. We see this in the way Jesus, through love, has spoken truth to power, and the way many have followed that same way of love. Love involves making choices. And making choices can create conflict, but love also disarms. And love is the only way that can bring a true and lasting peace. "Fear not," says the angel. We are invited this Christmas to put away our fear and arm ourselves with the light of love. We have been given a vision, as Gideon and Elizabeth and Mary were, and we have been given a vision of how to say yes to love. Love, not just some sentimental feeling, but love as a way of life. And this love is our greatest strategy to create the world God has ordained. Love is our greatest tool to meet any enemy, with the faith of Gideon surrounding them with trumpets and with light. We are called this day to receive God's surprising strategy for salvation. We are called to receive the gift of love. Merry Christmas, Grace. Do not be afraid. We have all we need to build this world God wishes. Surprise, we have been given on this day love embodied in a baby born to a common family in the midst of a common land. Surprise, we have been given our Prince, and he will be called the Prince of Peace. Our call is to live into that world as people who walk the way of love. Surprise, it turns out love is in fact all we need for salvation. Love is all we need to set the oppressed free, to liberate the captives. And today we celebrate the return of the light of love. So this season, shine your light of love, light the way for others, and do not be afraid. Today we have been given all we need, a clay pot, a torch, a trumpet, and a surprising Savior born to live and die as one of us. We will call him the Prince of Peace, and together we will follow his way of love. Amen.